Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm on the Free FM, 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. Sitting here with Michael Goudeau, who is the fly warrior. Have you gotten the fly yet?
I've not gotten the fly yet.
There's a fly in the studio, and he was chasing me around with a T-shirt and making what I have to say was almost like a caricature of a gay character in the 70s. You were kind of limp-wristedly flicking at the fly.
He was coming right at me. I couldn't extend my arms.
So the best way to kill a fly is to act stereotypically gay?
In this exact moment.
Queer eye for a straight fly. That's what you were doing there. this is Penn Jillette here with Michael Goudeau. And a fly. There's a fly here. And the studio reeks of smoke and cleaning products because we had a fire at my house and the studio's at my house. There's a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. We're not going to talk about the ceasefire because I don't understand it. I just do not understand ceasefires. They're going to still go to war. It's a reloading thing. I don't understand. It makes me crazy. We're not going to talk about that. 866-570-PEN 7366. If you don't want to talk about the ceasefire, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. What I want to talk about, because it kills me dead, is it looks like NASA, which is, I don't know if you noticed this, a government agency.
Yeah.
Not private, government agency. Looks like they've lost the Apollo 11 moon tapes. They've lost the tapes. Highest quality television signal from Apollo 11 touchdown zone in the moon's Sea of Tranquility from an antenna mounted atop the Eagle lunar lander, which recorded on telemetry tapes of three tracking stations on Earth. Now, the ones we saw on TV were very degraded. They were able to go in there and clean them up digitally and see some really amazing shots of the moon, except they've lost the tapes.
No, they're not lost.
No, they're not lost. They're not lost. You're right.
I've highlighted the sections on there for you if you'd like to read them.
Sarkisian stuff, right?
Yes.
Sarkisian is his name. Here's what he says. I would simply like to clarify that the tapes are not lost as such, which implies they were badly handled, misplaced, or are now gone forever. That is not the case, explained John Sarkisian, operations scientist at the Commonwealth Science and Industrial Research Organization, Parkes Radio Observatory in Parkes, Australia. Sarkisian and the tapes were appropriately handled in Sarkisian said the tapes were appropriately handled and archived in the mid-70s after the hectic activity of the Apollo lunar landing era was over. We are confident that they are stored at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. We just don't know where, precisely, he told Space.com. It is important to note, Sarkisian added, that there is no inference of wrongdoing, incompetence, or negligence on the part of NASA or its employees. That's very important to add. So call up and tell us what the worst thing you lost is, and if you're going to be able to use the official NASA thing. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you don't have letters on your phone. PennRadio@gmail.com. What have you lost? What's been lost? Also, you know, a lot of the Mars photos from the explorers that went up there,
right,
we didn't even look at. I mean, there could be a sign that says, "Hello, Earthlings." We never even saw it. And while we're waiting for the phones to come in on the worst thing you lost and why NASA should be a private agency, I want to tell a few little things that happened. First of all, the Heather McCartney porno. The pornographic pictures of Heather McCartney that everybody's been talking about. Okay. She did porno. She's ashamed of this. I have all the copies of that. Just so you know, I have that on my computer. You know, so if you write in and you have an offer to trade, you have something wonderful, you know, naked pictures of you, you could trade. I got the Heather McCartney. We can make a deal. It's not very hardcore, but she is without clothes. Heather McCartney.
Without leg?
I believe she has both legs.
Okay.
I believe this is before the motorcycle accident that made her so aware of landmines. Huh? And the other thing that was great, 866-570-PEN-7366. If you lose your leg in an accident, you got to go around and say it's landmines. Because then you get, like, then you're in the world community really doing good stuff. If you just lose your leg like NASA lost the tapes of the moon, like, it's not actually lost.
It's not negligence.
There was no incompetence. There was no negligence. NASA has said we just lost Heather McCartney's leg. The other thing was we had a fire here at the house. And you can smell it. I'm saying it to you.
It smells great. I like it.
It's like we're camping.
Yeah, it's great.
The fire was not actually in the house. The fire, they're doing construction. They're putting in, actually, it's because of you, Jack. They're putting in a...
The laser perimeter system?
Yeah. They're putting in the battery backup so that if the power goes out, here we can go for like on a generator and stuff for like a long time. So the radio show would not be lost. Not like the NASA tapes. They were doing that and they started a bad fire right at the air intake of the air conditioning. So it flooded the house with really thick smoke and I wasn't here. And I got a call that 911 had been called, and there were fire trucks coming out to my house. So I called my wife at the slammer and said, is the house on fire? She said, yes, I got to get the kids out. Click. So I of course...
the right response.
Yeah, of course, I headed home right away.
Right.
And I got a call like 5 minutes later from my wife that said, the kids are out, fire trucks are here, let's see a movie. Because my wife is the coolest that ever lived. So, but my office upstairs smells so much like smoke that my eyes are burning when I'm working there. Down here is very smoky. There was no fire in the house, but it filled up everything with smoke. 866-570-PEN-7366. We're talking about what the worst thing you ever lost was, because NASA has lost the moonwalk tapes, which I'm sure Joe Rogan is thrilled about. You know, Joe Rogan,
yeah.
The Fear Factor, he claims we never landed on the moon, that it's all a hoax. So I'm sure this fits into his little paranoid
fantasy.
Yeah, he's
dancing this morning.
I also want to say another thing about this. At the show Friday night, the greatest family I've ever seen. This family came, and they said, I'm talking to them because they didn't, I didn't get their name or where they're from or anything, but they said they listened to the radio show, and maybe they'll drop a Gmail at penradio@gmail.com, or maybe they'll call in, 866-570-PEN-7366. But it was a father and mother, and the mother had a present for Moxie. She had a present, a little bag from a Moxie store with a monkey in it, and then they had their daughter, who was about, I don't know, 20, I guess, and wearing this beautiful tight T-shirt. She was very, very attractive, kind of, let's say, tomboyish, and her T-shirt said, Lesbian Atheist, Penn Thinks I'm Hot, on the front. Lesbian Atheist, Penn Thinks I'm Hot. And on the back, it had a big three of clubs, the card that Penn and Teller use. Underneath it, it said, No yeah. God.
Where do you think she bought it?
I don't know. They're going to be all over the place. And the only bad thing about it was she'd spelled atheist, A-T-H-I-E-S-T. So she's not just athe, she's the atheist. But I forgave her for that. As a matter of fact, I was kind of looking, you can say, I wasn't actually focused on the letters on the T-shirt, so I didn't notice the misspelling until the father pointed out, hey, it's misspelled. Look. Just want to show you that we have the greatest fans in the world at the Penn & Teller show, that this very attractive, as I said, I'm using an old-fashioned term, tomboy-looking, with just a killer body and a wonderful. Her father and mother were just happy and beaming, and there was a little brother there, I think, who I didn't even see because there was a monkey and there was a lesbian atheist, and there was a father complimenting me. So the son was just lost in the rubble. 866-570-PEN-7366, penradio@gmail.com. I'm going to go to the phones very quickly. Technical spokesman for the group, Bill Wood, a retired Apollo tracking station engineer in Barstow, California. Woohoo! That's a job. He supported all of the Apollo missions at Goldstone, part of NASA's worldwide network of deep space antennas run by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Wood hasn't been happy of late with some reports saying they're looking for, quote, missing Apollo videotapes, end quote, as well as tabloid claims that NASA has somehow bungled the task. That's the furthest thing from the truth, Wood told Space.com. There are no lost Apollo videotapes, he emphasized. We just can't find them.
We got an email already from Paul. He says maybe the Apollo 11 tapes are in the box with George Bush's military records.
Yeah, it's all.
And they're all in that warehouse with the Ark of the Covenant.
The Ark of the Covenant, yeah, it's right there. Let me see what we got here. Let's see. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, what did you lose as bad as the Apollo tapes of the moonwalk?
Hi. I lost my retainer a while back.
That's bad.
Yeah.
You're laughing, but that's bad.
Is that bad?
That's bad.
Oh, yeah, because I got some teeth trouble. Here's the thing. I still live with my parents, and I lost my retainer a while back. There are two stories about this. The first time I lost them, you know, retainers are expensive, even though they're just metal and plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
what
my parents. Well, that's just the thing. This was the first time I lost it, and I had to pay my parents in cash $150.
Woohoo! That's a lot!
Yeah, considering I was broke at the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me take it out of my bank account. So,
uh-huh.
What happened was I saved up $70 earlier this year.
How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 13 now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I'm a little nervous, but.
Sure, go ahead. That's good.
Yeah. So, anyway, I saved up $70 and. I was getting tired of this debt, so I asked my dad, "Hey, Dad, can I have an $80 advance on my allowance?" So now I'm not getting any allowance till I'm 14, which is a few months from now. So I'm in a little bit of trouble, but nonetheless, I babysit, I earn my keep.
Sure.
Yeah. So I got my new retainer. However, a couple weeks ago, we went up to Vermont. Okay,
uh-huh.
My family. We have a summer house up there.
Sure.
And we went up there, and they have the Vermont Country Store. They have penny candy and stuff. So what I love it there. So I went and I got myself a huge bag of candy.
Mm-hmm.
I put my retainer in my pocket, and I sat in my case in my pocket, which, stupidly enough of me, was not labeled. So, yeah, I put that in my pocket. I started eating my candy. I went back to the house and realized it was not there.
Oh, man.
So I searched around, and we were leaving the next day, you know. So,
sure. I didn't know that, but sure. Now
yeah,
I know that, sure.
I was really nervous. So I searched around for it. I could not find it. And here's the thing. I have terrible guilt trips. And I'll tell you, I felt so guilty at the time.
So now you're $300 in debt to your parents and no allowance till your 14th birthday, which is 3 months away?
Well, actually, my dad felt sorry for me.
Oh.
Okay, but here's the thing.
That's
this
so
was
kind.
This was the second time I lost my retainer, and now I had to pay $250.
Well, you mean you had the next how does 150 and 150 add up to 250?
Oh, I don't know.
If you already played 70.
Well, yeah, you see what happened was I lost my first retainer, and because it's the first one, I don't know, maybe they feel sorry for you or something and make you pay less.
Oh, nice.
He goes to charity orthodontia.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Now, how would you rate this, losing your retainer and losing the Apollo tape Walks of the Moon tapes? Which would you say is worse?
Well, from a personal standpoint, I think I'd have to stay my retainer. But
okay.
All in all, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Joe.
I love Joe.
Joe's great. Also, very good style for a
13-year-old.
Nice. Very good style. And he talks okay. His teeth can't be that bad. Let him grow wild, Joe. Let him grow wild.
You know, at least he stepped forward and told his parents. He might have just, you know, like, tried to hide it.
Put tinfoil in his mouth.
Yeah.
Made his own, like, on a bottle cap.
They've spent $12,000 to straighten his teeth, and he's faking the last month. They'll be back in three
days. It's amazing, the number. Did you have?
You
had braces?
I did.
Did you wear your retainer all the time?
Not at all. I wore it for a month and then threw it away.
See, because Emily, she's nuts, my wife, about straight teeth.
Yeah.
So she, like, wanted a retainer. You know, she like want to retain, and now she's going in again because she thinks her teeth are a little crooked, which I think is a mental illness because her teeth are absolutely perfect. But of course, you go to an orthodontist and say my teeth might be a little crooked, and they go, "Oh yeah, we can fix that. We'll pull that back like a 16th of an inch." But anyway, she's going to get a retainer, and she's going to get a No God logo for the roof of her mouth. Okay, so you put that together with the T-shirt that says lesbian atheist and the No God thing on the roof of your mouth, and you've got a party that Heather McCartney should be invited to. What else is really bad that you lost? Because, you know, they lost the moon tapes. I'm sorry. I want to make this very clear. I shouldn't be saying stuff off the top of my head.
They didn't lose them.
This is not the case, okay? We did not lose them. It is important to note there is no inference of wrongdoing, incompetence, or negligence on the part of NASA or its employees. We just don't know where
they think they might have taped over them.
Do they think that?
That's in the article, yeah. They might have taped over the tapes.
I should read the whole article. Taped over it?
Yeah, because
they said
the tapes cost $100 each. They cost $100 each, and they said, you know, that's when $100 was $100.
So
their math is already bad.
So now there's copies of Nova that they have on top.
Exactly.
I mean, what are those guys? What
are
those guys?
Taxi.
It probably is. It's just ads for Girls Gone Wild over and over again. Just the infomercial of Girls Gone Wild, and the NASA guys are going, maybe digitally we could go under the censored thing and actually see some breast. What do you think? Let's try that, dude. Are you guys working on the moon tapes? Yes, we are. That's a government organization. Whenever you think the government can do stuff right, NASA, a great, wonderful thing, space exploration, because it's the government, they still screw things up. If they taped over them, they can never admit it, right?
Never.
They just here is the historic man first walking on the moon, a little bit of Girls Gone Wild, then some Nova, and then it goes right into Psych on USA Today, USA Network. Let's talk to... Is it Dana?
That's Dana.
Yes, hey.
Hey, Dana. What'd you lose that's worse than the tapes?
Well, my uncle worked for NASA for like 38 years, and back in the day, he met Neil Armstrong, and I guess back in the 70s or so. And Neil wanted a Brooks Robinson autograph, so my uncle asked him if he would trade 4 Neil Armstrongs for 1 Brooks Robinson autograph.
Who's Brooks Robinson?
He's the third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay. So okay. Neil Armstrong, let me get this straight. Neil Armstrong collects autographs. How cool is that? That's like the coolest thing in the world.
I bet he's got a lot.
But also, you know, Louis Anderson collects autographs.
Yeah.
And Louis Anderson, we were at one of these comic relief things with everybody there, and everybody's like hanging out, being cool, and Louis Anderson walks around with his autograph book and gets autographs from everyone. I mean, once you're in there, you're actually a comic. It's a good way to do it. But go on. So for Brooks Shields interviews for one Neil Armstrong, then what happens?
No, it's actually four Neil Armstrongs for one Brooks Robinson, right?
Sure.
So we got the Neil Armstrong autograph, mm-hmm. and one for each of his nephews and nieces, and I'm one of the nephews.
Yeah.
And so I remember seeing 3 of them stacked together when I was a kid, and I remember looking through them. Of course, now I actually do collect autographs, uh-huh. and I can't find them.
Oh, man. You can't find Neil Armstrong?
I had 3 of them, and I can't find any of them. The only one I do have is the one that he actually signed to my uncle.
Uh-huh. But you don't have the one that he signed for you?
No, okay. None.
Now, you're an autograph collector. What's your prized possession now that you screwed up the Neil Armstrong? Which seems kind of like this beautiful, poetic thing that you lost something just like NASA. So, but what's your prize autograph?
Well, I have to say that the other Neil Armstrong from my uncle, and also I have Chuck Yeager, and I probably have good maybe about 5,000 different autographs.
Really?
Yeah, I've been collecting for about a couple of years now, and it's just a fun hobby, and my daughter's into it, and I write to people and get things back in the mail and stuff like that. It's interesting what people send back and what they write, you know.
Do you have pendulum?
No, actually I don't.
Nah.
You know, now that you mention it.
I guess Chuck Yeager is much more important than Penn Jillette. Goodbye! We'll be back after this. This is Penn Jillette on Free FM with Mike Cadeau. That rat bastard. The gall! The gall! Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the big Free FM. Michael Cadeau sitting here talking to me. Just a couple of jugglers chatting. If you want to send a Gmail, it's penradio@gmail.com. I'm still looking for someone to make me a deal for those Heather McCartney nude pictures. Somebody must have nude pictures of lesbian atheists they can send to me. Penradio.com, sitting here with Godot. And the phone number, 866, that means it's free. 866-570-PEN. That's P-E-N-N. The extra N is for extra pen. And if you don't have letters on your phone, that's 7366. 866-570-7366. We're talking about what's the worst thing you ever lost. And NASA has not lost the videotapes of us on the moon. We just don't know where they are. They have no idea where they are. But it's not incompetence. It's not negligence. It's just government procedure. Guy writes, and I think this is pretty funny. This is a guy named Charles writes in and goes, I almost lost my condo. I don't mean through foreclosure. After we closed at our place some years ago, I asked my wife for directions to our new address. When we were in the process of moving, you just put down a down payment on the place and you don't know where it is? Well, I know where it is. I just don't know how to get there. Very NASA answer. Also, when it comes to the NASA info, a lot of the old data was recorded on disk packs and hard drives and such, which were state-of-the-art back then, which are now obsolete. So some of the old stuff is just not retrievable, even though they know where it is. And then in one of my favorite letters, because I just love women talking about sex, hey, I lost my virginity when I was 17. It wasn't misplaced or anything. I just can't find it. I bet losing the moon tapes wasn't nearly as much fun. Well, you bet wrong, Alicia. And my boyfriend. This is another good one. This is from a friend of ours, Natasha. My boyfriend lost 200+ naked photos of me while at work in the Magic Kingdom. He left his computer out while he went out on the set. When he returned, the computer was gone. It was never recovered, and even better yet, he hadn't password protected it. It's been a few years now, and I still expect to stumble across them online. So if you've got naked pictures of someone's girlfriend, send them to us. We'll get them back to the original owners. Let's talk to I can't even see what that says. It says Benny. Let's talk to Benny. What's up, Benny?
How we doing, Penn?
I've never been better, boss. How are you?
Good. I got them all beat, man. I lost every single wedding gift given to us at our big Italian Brooklyn wedding. $40,000 worth.
And how did you do that, Benny?
I got a little drunk, and I was in charge of the bag, and somehow it got lost, so we spent 3 days in Hawaii calling everyone we invited to tell them to stop their checks and that they lost their money.
How big a bag? Was this mostly like checks?
It was about 300 people at the wedding, so it's a typical Brooklyn wedding, no gifts, just money.
Oh,
and I lost it all.
$40,000?
A little under that, about 38-something, yeah.
How did that honeymoon go?
It actually didn't go well at all. and we were divorced 18 months later, so I don't think she ever got over it. So I got NASA beat.
Yeah, I guess you do.
If Neil Armstrong was married to my ex-wife, he would have stayed on the moon.
Thanks a lot, Betty. Thanks a lot. I'm going to talk to Bill. Is that Bill?
I have to talk to Bill.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, what's up, man?
Yeah, it's Phil, actually, but that's fine.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Phil. That's Happy Jack's problem. Please forgive me.
How you doing, Pat?
Doing very well, thank you.
Hey, real quick, love your show.
Thanks.
It's great. Hey, when I was about 10 years old, my grandmother, in her later years, she traveled the world. She was a retired school teacher, and she traveled the world.
Uh-huh.
And she had gone to all these different countries, and she'd always bring my brother and I home something from those countries.
Sure.
And she went to Australia, and she went on a safari, where she went out, and she actually brought back my brother, I forget what it was some little trinket, but she brought back me a hand-carved boomerang, a native boomerang.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great. It was in a case and everything. Well, my friends and I had the infinite wisdom to see if it actually worked, and we took it out to a lake, and I thought I knew how to throw it, and obviously I didn't, because it never came back. Yeah, it's... it went really far, though.
And you threw it over a lake?
Yeah, I threw it out over the lake thinking that it would come back, and there was going to be no worries.
Yeah, well, the boomerang's made of wood, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it floats.
No, it didn't.
So you had a non-returning sinking wood boomerang?
Correct, sir.
Yeah, I think I don't think you had a boomerang, sir. I think you had a stick.
Yeah, well, it was. I don't know if it was actually, you know, it might have been a ceremonial thing where it was something made to look like a boomerang, but it I thought that it was, and it was presented as such, and it's gone. So I never did tell my grandmother about it, and she passed away. So
well, you got away with it at least.
Yeah, she died before she found out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot, Phil. Let's talk to Elizabeth.
Sure. Hey, Elizabeth.
What's up, Elizabeth?
Hey, how are you doing?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Doing well.
Lay it on us. What'd you lose? It's worse than the NASA tapes.
Oh, I lost before John Grisham became big. I'm originally from Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And he was going around selling this book that was called A Time to Kill.
Oh,
and
yeah?
He did 5,000 first run.
Uh-huh.
It autographed to me, whatever. I read it. It was great. Nobody ever heard of John Grisham. He's some lawyer in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And I loaned it to somebody. And then, of course, like 2 weeks later, the movie comes out, and he's like the bomb, and it's worth like $10,000. And
is it worth $10,000, really? Is it worth? Is that really the bomb?
At one point when he was like at his prime, it was. And it I was just sick. And I was like, hey, do you have that book I loaned you? And everybody was like, no, what book?
What do you mean everybody? You loaned it to one person. You just don't remember who?
We had a group of friends. We all loaned books back and forth.
I see.
Know?
So it moved around there.
Yeah. And I was like, one of you SOBs has my book, and I want it back. And nobody has ever fessed up to it. I'm like, somebody sold that thing on eBay and made a killing.
Yeah, they probably did. They probably did. I had an amazing videotape of Bruce Springsteen rehearsing for Dancing in the Dark. And he was with like Twyla Tharp, and he was wearing leg warmers and a headband, looking like Olivia Newton-John. And he's doing that weird cha-cha dance. He doesn't dance in the dark. And he's looking at the video monitor, and he's looking at his like bicep and like going, you know, this gun's for hire, and pointing down his crotch. And then he's doing the spin, and he almost falls over. And it's like watching. I mean, my girlfriend at the time said, it was worse than any of the pornography she'd ever seen, because we knew Springsteen didn't want this tape out. And most pornography, you know, the people really want it out. This was really invading someone's privacy. You know, it's being going, I might look in the mirror, want to change my clothes, my hair. I ain't nothing but I'm just tired of boy with my baby. And he's got the headband on, which is so Olivia Newton-John, leg warmers, and then Clarence is there. In like, not in like a white suit, look like the big man, but Clarence is just there going, do I just move my feet? What do I do? No. And I had that tape, and I showed it to everyone. And it also had some really disgusting porn on either side of it. And it was my favorite tape to show to friends. And then some friend of mine borrowed it and never brought it back.
And that's just wrong.
Never brought it back.
On so many levels.
I never brought it back at all. So they probably, somebody on eBay sold the Bruce Springsteen rehearsal tape and the original Grissom book and the NASA tapes and that kid's retainer and $40,000 from a Brooklyn Italian wedding. It was one big thing on eBay along with the Unabomber's original letters. They all were there in one thing. And they probably only got like $20,000 for it. That's the thing that's so awful. That's why you should check eBay all the time. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
I bet it was Joel Hodgson.
I think
it was Joel Hodgson.
You think he borrowed it?
I just have a sense, yeah.
Yeah, it probably was Joel Hodgson. Let's go to Joan.
How you doing, Joan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Very well. Nice to speak to both of you.
Good to speak to you.
One, we were trying to watch old videos of our children during Christmas. It was like they were probably 2, 5, and 7 at the time of the Christmas video. Mm-hmm. They are now 21, 23, and 19.
Okay.
And
I haven't
put
checked
the video
your math,
in.
But
we
I'll
just
believe
start,
you.
We just put the video in. We start it, and about 3 minutes in, it's bomb, bomb, bomb. Somebody, my wonderful children, taped porn over Christmas video, which is irreplaceable.
What kind of porn? Was it good porn?
Nasty, nasty, filthy. Somebody.
I guess
her phone
my
is censored.
And I laughed about 3 minutes. He was smarter than I did, because I was so angry that I would have gone in there and just screamed at all of them. And he was hysterical. My husband thought it was funny.
And did they do it on purpose?
They were just looking for some place to tape porn. And...
Now, let me just get this straight. Just...
I'm completely surrounded. I have a husband, three children, a male cat that's like to have his testicles removed. I am completely surrounded by men.
Just to make it clear, this was commercially made porno. Your children did not create porno and put it over the Christmas tapes.
No. Oh,
right?
My God, no. I'd be starved for life.
You know, if you kept watching, if you'd gone from the Christmas tapes to the nasty porn and kept watching, you would then see Neil Armstrong on the moon walking around. That one was next. Thank you so much, Joan.
Thank you, Penn.
This is Penn. We're on Free FM. We're going to come back if we don't lose the ability to cast. PennRadio@gmail.com. Send me pictures. Penn Jillette here on the Free FM, same with Michael Goodell. We're talking about what's the worst thing you lost, because NASA, it seems, has lost the tapes of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. That seems pretty bad. I had a lot of people calling up with great stuff, but I want to put this in here for no reason at all, except that it made me laugh a little bit. If you're listening at the Mendham Square Garden Center, run your tape recorders now. I'm about to give a shout-out to Captain Jack, Sir Thomas, and Dan Dan, the Rainbow Pants Man. And I mentioned Dan Dan, the Rainbow... I'm sorry, Dan Dan, the Mick Rainbow Pants Man. Dan Dan, the Mick Rainbow Pants Man. I do that because Jessica Simpson ties in with Dan Dan, the Mick Rainbow Pants Man. Jessica Simpson is doing this thing where you can send her money with an internet connection, and she sends you the new version of your song with your name in it. So, you know, it would say, like, I don't know what Jessica Simpson. Hey, Michael, you're really cool. You know, like that. That's my Jessica Simpson impersonation.
Nice.
Oh, you're awesome. And you can get that with any name. But if you have a name that's not normal, like if your name is Dan Dan, the McRainbow Pants Man, it might take up to 3 weeks for her to get to it. And also, if you're trying to get her to just shout out obscenities, someone is probably filtering this. But the example they use, if you do a search for this on E, I guess it's the E site, if you do a search for it, when they talk about Jessica Simpson doing this, they say, if your name is Moxie Crime Fighter, it'll take 3 weeks. So that's my daughter, once again famous for her stupid name. Guy writes in and said he has proof that God exists because he lost a William Shatner autograph. So it shows that God exists and is kind. And someone else said their house burned down in Southern California wildfires, and they'd lost letters from Orson Welles and Francis Crick. Woohoo! He did rescue the Wells letter, but he lost virtually everything else he owns. But he said he doesn't care that much. He said maybe the people in similar straits you see on TV crying their eyes out of the loss of their precious memories are just more sentimental or more forgetful than I am. Let's take a phone call. Worst thing you ever lost. Let's talk to Mark.
Sure.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, Mark, what'd you lose?
Believe it or not, I lost my father's ashes.
Oh, man.
Okay, tell us about it.
Now, the story's even better than that.
Okay.
He died in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And I went to go pick up the ashes.
How long ago was this?
This was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
I went to go pick up the ashes. I was supposed to deliver them to my brother, who was staying at one of the hotels in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Got off the car with the ashes, walked into the hotel, and saw what looked like a pretty interesting crap game. So decided to shoot a little dice.
Sure.
You know, see what my luck hadn't been too good in the last couple of days. You know, my dad had just died.
That's one of the signs of bad luck. Yeah.
You know, maybe I can get a little lucky. And so I put the vase down underneath the I put the urn underneath the craps table, and I just got on a roll. I tell you. And about an hour later, I walked away from the craps table, got in my car, went home, and then I realized, hey, I think I forgot something. And, yeah.
Now, did you call? What hotel was this?
It was the MGM.
Did you call the MGM and talk to their lost and found?
I called the MGM, asked for the lost and found. Surveillance got involved, everything. Could not be found.
So they even went to the eye in the sky, the video
tapes? They looked the eye in the sky, surveillance, nothing. They found nothing.
Okay. We are broadcasting Vegas. We're broadcasting New York. We're broadcasting a lot of places. So if anybody found about 6 years ago ashes in an urn at the MGM, give us a call, 866-570-PEN. That's 7366, penradio@gmail.com. I'm really surprised that a whole family that said they listened to the show all the time and gave us a monkey from a Moxie shop and had a daughter wearing a lesbian atheist T-shirt, that we haven't heard a peep from them. But there you go. Yeah, NASA, like a lot of people, NASA is a wonderful organization. I don't want to be trashing them. NASA was kind enough on the time that I got thrown out of the concert there in Texas.
Yeah, sure.
That time I was down there and I saw the moon rocks. I put on a bunny suit, and I went into the room with all the moon rocks and saw them. And NASA's a great, great organization, but it's still government. Let's talk to Mike, shall we?
Sure, why not?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Never been better, boss. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Before I start my story, I just want to say that I hope my stupidity is not going to affect your decision to vote for me.
Oh, you're the one that's running. Okay, yep. Go ahead.
You're still 2 years
old. So I lost my cell phone on Friday.
On Friday? This is a recent thing.
Yeah, I lost it in a urinal.
Uh-huh.
I was about to use the urinal. Oh. I luckily had not yet.
Uh-huh.
And my phone started ringing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, my hands are clean, everything's fine. I'll grab my phone, and I picked it out of my pocket, and it slipped right into the urinal.
And what did you do?
Well, I grabbed a bunch of paper towels, and I picked it up, and I washed it off, and it promptly died.
Okay.
Because I washed it off.
Oh, I see. You washed it off. Was it on top of the urinal ice? Those really tasty mints they have there in the urinals?
It was sort of balanced between the urinal and the edge of the edge of the urinal and the urinal cake.
Yeah,
so
the urinal cake. That's the word, the cake.
Yeah.
It's not
hanging
a mint.
Above everything.
That's why it doesn't taste like a mint. It's because it's cake. Yeah,
because
cake.
It's cake.
A cake tastes different from a mint. And but I don't think how dirty did it get? Where was this urinal?
It was at my office.
At your office?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a urinal at Circus Vargas.
No, but I don't see any cleaning people in there ever.
Ever.
So.
Is it a really funky bathroom?
It smells like the football locker from high school.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't trust it. And would you really want to put a urine phone to your ear? I mean,
I don't think that I'm all that squeamish. I think I would probably have wiped it off and maybe let it sit for a while. Because whatever would be there would die. I mean, somebody knows. Someone is listening to this call, and they're like
some pathologist,
and they know how much danger. See, I once had a discussion with a lot of people as to how much damage it would do you to eat a little piece of that urinal ice from a urinal. And most people said, if you happen to dodge hepatitis, you're going to pretty much be okay. So I would love someone to call in and say, how dangerous is it to drop your cell phone in a urinal, pick it up, shake it off, and call this number, 866-570-PED, 7366. As a matter of fact, if someone's listening in a bathroom right now and wants to toss their cell phone in the urinal, then give us a call. I would love to run that experiment, 866-570-PEN. Now, I've dropped my phone in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
I was trying to push in Lon Bronson's wife. I was trying to push her in, and she grabbed me, and Amazing Jonathan pushed me in, and I grabbed my phone and my BlackBerry, and as before I hit the water, I threw them in this wonderful thing to a friend of mine who missed them, and they fell into the pool. But I dried those out. I had to buy a new BlackBerry, but I dried the phone out, and it was okay. I've also been on the phone in my bathtub, and I've dropped the phone in, and then I bought a new one, and then the old one came back like 3 days later drying out. So don't give up on your phone that was in the urinal. There may still be some fine calling left in that phone there.
No.
Did you throw it away?
Well, according to the people at Verizon, it could not be recovered, and I think it's a mixture of the water, the soap, and the urine together that you probably didn't get in the pool.
Water, soap, and urine was my favorite 70s band.
Yeah.
And I believe urine is still working, but the other two had drug problems. Okay, Mike, I'm still going to vote for you for president. At least you're still in the running for president. You got any good Gmails?
Yeah,
there?
I do right here. Somebody points out that has NASA checked with MTV. They have the tapes last.
The whole point is that they can get higher quality than that.
Yes, thank you,
Jeffrey. Sent me a Gmail. Am I supposed to read this thing?
It's up to you.
It's from Ken. I didn't get a chance to read it. Should I read it cold?
Yeah, go with
okay.
cold.
Okay. I used to wear a retainer. This is from Ken. I used to wear a retainer when I was a kid. I know how easy they are to lose. Once I took it off to eat at McDonald's and put it on my tray and accidentally threw it into the garbage. I realized my mistake as I was getting into the car and dug around in the garbage and thankfully managed to find it. On another track, once I found this really cool old brochure at my parents'. It was for either Commodore 64 or VIC 20, I think old computer systems from the early 80s. It was in mint condition. I remember it contained a line something like, only a few short years ago a home computer would have been science fiction. It might have been worth some money, I don't know. What do I know? Though it was pretty cool. I figured it would be perfect for a college assignment I was doing in the history of personal computers. I made a photocopy of it and left it beside my bag in the computer lab. Then I went to the washroom. When I came back, it was gone. I looked everywhere, and the off chance I misplaced it, my guess is that someone came along and either took it for themselves or thought it was trash and threw it out. It's a shame. That would have been a cool item to have. Ken, you're not even in the running. The guy from Brooklyn lost $40,000 in wedding gifts on the way to his nightmare honeymoon, where the only things whispered in bed were, I can't believe you lost all our wedding money, you big dope. That's all that happened. Let's talk to Ricardo. Hey, Ricardo, what's up?
What's up, man? Yeah, great show, man. It's enjoyable.
Thanks so much.
I've been listening to you when I'm at work, and you put on a good show, man.
Thanks so much.
I wanted to tell you that I do pony parties with my old man. We got a business to do all those kind of things. And
you do what?
Pony parties.
Pony parties. You take a little pony to a birthday party,
okay,
walk around, the kids go on.
I thought pony party was like a donkey show, and I was very confused.
No, people ask us for that, too, but that's besides the point.
Okay, go ahead.
So I happened to be doing a block party in this place called Oceanside on Long Island, and these really cute girls, they said, oh, can we walk your pony around? So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I let them walk them around, and then I kind of got distracted, and when I came back like 10 minutes later, the horse was gone.
So someone's...
I'm asking people, like, did you see a horse? And then I had no idea where the horse was. It turned out that the girls took it to the next block party around the block.
Oh, I see.
I was
so
freaking out. I have called the cops and all that, and it was ridiculous. It was funny, man, but they were hot, so it was all right. It was all worth it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much, bro.
Great show, man. Whatever happened to Gillette?
Oh, a teller? We're still doing the show.
Teller. Whatever happened to Teller?
We're still doing the show at the Rio every single night. He's just not on the radio as much. Thank you so much, Ricardo. Thank you.
We had a pony party for my daughters. Great.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Did
pony. Really?
How many horses?
Just two.
Two little
ponies, yeah.
Two ponies?
Yeah.
And the kids all get rides?
They all get rides.
Now, your daughter is the largest human being in the world.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So how old is she?
She's four.
She's four, and they could ride horses at four?
Ponies, yeah, sure.
Yeah, wow.
Sure.
You put them up on it, right?
Yeah, you put them
up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all tethered and stuff?
There's somebody walking the pony.
Oh, someone walking
leading
the pony?
Leading the pony around, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, my son, Zoltan, is going to be, I think, bigger than your daughter.
Well, good luck. I'll take money on that.
Let's recap, shall we? I lost the Bruce. Oh, someone sent in the Bruce Springsteen YouTube thing where he has the picture of Clarence in the background.
Yeah.
And he's dancing. I don't think so. That's not it. The one I had was much more embarrassing than that. I also seem to have lost the lesbian atheist family that had a T-shirt that said, Ben thinks I'm hot. They haven't written in. They haven't called. Nothing. I have found the Heather McCartney pornographic pictures, which I have. We have lost most of the fire smell in the studio now. I think the winner of this whole thing, who lost the worst thing? Father's Ashes, I think, wins. I'm very sentimental, and I think that wins. But I love that it was really just he forgot completely about his father because he was playing craps. This is Ben Gillette. I'll see you tomorrow. It might be Monkey Tuesday. But it's not yet, Patrick. We'll go back to the other theme. Good. There you go. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.